In a weakly sheared environment, we typically think of severe winds as being associated with wet or dry microbursts. Unfortunately, predictability with these events are low due to the temporal and spatial scale phenomena that are associated with producing a microburst. There are some helpful variables in forecasting these events. For wet microbursts, they include melting hail, large cape, climatologically high PWATs, large decape, dry air in the mid-levels, and steep low-level lapse rates. Be aware of any limitations in using these parameters, like cape, assumes no mixing, ignores the effects of freezing and water loading. Likewise, be aware of decape. The amount of decape you see will depend on how you calculated your decape. It starts at the point where your downdraft is, but there are different arguments to where that level actually is. Some will use the 700 millibar level, while others will use the mid-level dry layer height, or maybe the 6 kilometer height if you have an elevated thunderstorm. Additionally, decape doesn't take into account compressional warming from a sinking parcel, precip loading, or even storm scale pressure gradients. It's also important to note that not all of these conditions for anticipating a wet microburst must be met to experience the microburst, but more conditions being met give you a higher likelihood of a microburst. Ultimately, wet microburst forcings are dominated by water loading, melting hail, and high instability. The sounding on the right depicts what a wet microburst sounding might look like. They feature significant cape and low LCL heights with large decapes when mid-level dry air is present to act as a source of evaporative cooling when precipitation mixes with the environmental air. The high capes create intense reflectivities and therefore significant precipitation loading potential. Precipitation loading when reflectivities exceed 60 dBZ become as important as evaporative cooling. Look for wet microburst environments when there is a large state EE difference between the surface-based updraft parcel and the mid-levels, about 3 to 6 kilometers above ground level. If you expect storms with 60 dBZ cores, precipitation loading becomes a big factor to consider. Most downdraft forcings occurs by lateral dry air entrainment in the mid-levels and cooling from the melting hail, and very little comes from below the surface-based LCL. Surface-based convection is highly favored for microbursts since you don't want significant surface-based sin. Many environments favoring microbursts may have a little bit of both dry and wet microburst characteristics. Environments where significant cape resides above high LCLs, about 1,500 meters or so, allow for microburst forcings by lateral and subcloud evaporative cooling.